Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
As you can see, I have my National Night Out shirt on. Today is National Night Out. Although the weather is inclement today, some rain, and we've had some cancellations of night out events, we still plan on going forward with the National Night Out kickoff at the Martha Mitchell Community Center. I want to thank all of the folks that are standing here with me. I'll introduce them in a moment. Interpretation services are being provided by Jabriel. I want to thank Jabriel for providing interpretation services. With me today is Council President Chris Scanlon, Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia, Fire Commissioner Bill Rinaldo, Permits and Inspections Commissioner Kathy Amder, Executive Director of the Division of Citizen Services, Oswaldo Mestri, and Emergency Services Manager, Tom Luby. One day after an EF1 tornado with winds of up to 90 miles per hour touched down in the lower west side of Buffalo, we are getting a clearer picture of the damage. And the city is still recovering from the tornado. I certainly want to thank all of the emergency responders for very quickly jumping into action, from police and fire to public works, including parks and forestry, to the Department of Permits, Citizen Services, Community Services, and Emergency Services. The response was immediate and very impactful. Special appreciation to our partners in government, including Governor Kathy Hochul and Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, that reached out immediately after the tornado touched down. And I want to thank County Executive Poloncarz for joining me yesterday and actually personally being out to survey some of the damage on the west side of Buffalo and downtown Buffalo. I also want to recognize residents who worked with us under extraordinary conditions, once again showing the resilience of the people in the city of Buffalo. And it's important to report today that I have been working closely with Senator Chuck Schumer on identifying federal funding to potentially assist with the damage from this storm. I want to thank Senator Schumer for reaching out to my office and the work that he is doing to identify if any federal funding will be available to help us address this tornado. As of right now, all streets have reopened in the affected area of West Buffalo, where the tornado damaged roofs, vehicles, trees, and other property. It also resulted in downed wires. Crews did a great job working overnight and into the morning. That work continues at this time to clear debris from neighborhoods in the city of Buffalo. At this time, early damages are estimated in excess of $2.5 million, and that is just between four buildings located in the affected area. We expect that number to increase well into the millions. Traffic signals in the affected area are now functioning again, and last night power was restored by National Grid to the 802 affected households. There are a couple of other important updates. We will be providing a special service to homeowners and businesses in the affected area. We will be starting a special tornado curbside pickup of debris, again, only in the affected area. We know that there is a significant amount of debris that is in the affected area, and we realize that residents and business owners will require some assistance in getting that debris disposed of. Also, tomorrow, our weekly clean sweep will be held in the affected area. That was scheduled, interestingly enough, before the tornado hit. We were going to be in that area anyway, and that will give us the ability to provide additional services to residents and businesses in the affected area. Now I want to turn things over to Buffalo Common Council President Christopher Scanlon.
Thank you, Mayor. Snow we're used to. We expect snow. We see snow quite a bit. Tornadoes, on the other hand, not exactly in our comfort zone. So I want to thank the mayor and his commissioners and his team up here for how quickly they responded to yesterday's tornado. The different commissioners, our emergency management service provider, Mr. Luby, and especially the frontline first responders, our police officers, firefighters, public works employees who were some on the ground when this was taking place and in the immediate aftermath, making sure that roads were blocked off, buildings were inspected and secured, and in the 24 hours since, making sure debris is cleaned up and things of that nature. As the mayor touched on, and I think warrants repeating, I want to thank our partners in government. At the county, at the state, at the federal level. When we're all pulling in the same direction, we can get a lot done in a quick period of time, so I want to thank them for their partnership. When these incidents hit us, unfortunately, so much of everyday life is disrupted, whether it's someone's personal life and maybe they're displaced from their home or a business is impacted or forced to shut down or drastic and important social services and those organizations who provide those services are interrupted. So I want to thank everyone who's come together in the last 24 hours, partner, and make sure that people's lives aren't disrupted too much. Again, I just want to thank the mayor, his team up here, and all the frontline workers for everything they've done in the past 24 hours. So, Mayor, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The response from emergency services was swift and seamless. And certainly Buffalo is a city that has dealt with our share of harsh weather. We have dealt with other emergency situations, and this team did a great job. Next, you'll hear from Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin and then Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimaglia.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor indicated in his opening remarks, the DPW will be putting into place a tornado pickup for those who have been impacted. Really that tight geographic area, Niagara, Prospect, Whitney, over to Johnson Park, and really between Georgia and Carolina. Most of those, the trees down, the debris that's in the backyards, we're going to ask our residents to bring that debris out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't bring it out before that. Please don't bring it out before that. Limit it to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll come around Monday and do that pickup to get that debris to help our residents. Again, it's going to be a tight geographic zone. We'll probably put out a map about it just to make sure we're on the same page. But we'll get around Monday and help our residents get that cleaned up. From the response standpoint, we got on the ground pretty quick yesterday. Crews were working throughout the day yesterday, afternoon and the evening. As the mayor said, we got those streets open. We had about 50 trees that were impacted pretty significantly. 25 of those roughly had to be cut down already or will be cut down based on the damage that we've seen. So a great loss from a tree perspective, but really thankful from an injury perspective that those were avoided with this situation. So again, DPW will be on the ground Monday to help do that cleanup. And we asked residents to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday put the debris out for us. Mayor?
Good. Thank you, sir. Commissioner?
Thank you. Good afternoon. So yesterday, as we know, about 12:51 is when the tornado came through the west side. 911 calls came in. Officers responded immediately to the area. The fire department also responded immediately to the area. And obviously, seeing the damage that was done, we're able to get road closures. Niagara Street was affected, as was Prospect. So those areas were put into lockdown. Road closures were put into place. And immediately a command post was established. We initially started our command post in police headquarters. We got our command bus mobilized, working virtually to get a virtual command post started, to get all the affected city personnel, all the government officials over to our command post so that we can properly organize and start the process. I want to truly commend the officers in the police department, Buffalo police officers, the fire department for their initial response. Again, highly professional work, doing a grid search, looking around, making sure that there were no injuries, looking to see who needed to be secured, where evacuations needed to be taken care of, and then making sure that nobody else drove into the area. DPW, I can't express enough what a fantastic job they did. Looking at the trees on Prospect, I would have figured days. They had the road open by 10 o'clock last night. I think it's remarkable the amount of work that was done by all city services. Again, no injuries were reported. We had to respond to a couple different areas because of the path. We had some damage and a car flipped over by the city mission, so we had to address some concerns over in that way as well. And I was asked a question yesterday about, you know, a tornado and a tornado response, and sure, we don't prepare for that. However, what we do prepare for is any type of emergency situation. If you may remember, FEMA came in. We were selected as one of, I believe it was 8 locations in the country to do a FEMA exercise. We picked a certain type of an event. We picked a blizzard to prepare for. But at the end of the day, preparation is preparation. You throw whatever emergency situation in, and everybody knows what their role is. They know what to do. They know where the command post gets set up, and everybody knows their lane. They all know their function, and everybody did it very well from the leadership of the mayor right on down. So, again, it's a remarkable day when we don't have to talk about any injuries, and particularly any deaths. So thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. So I will emphasize again, to have a tornado touch down in a densely populated urban area like the west side of Buffalo, downtown Buffalo, and to come away with no injuries is a real blessing. We will now open up to on-topic questions that the members of the media have. So right now we have been working with Senator Chuck Schumer's office. The senator is very aggressive at bringing resources back to the community. We, through his office, are looking for opportunities for federal assistance to residents and businesses that have suffered damage. At this point, we don't have a full answer on what might be available to assist people. Obviously, it is our hope that there will be resources to assist, but we are researching that now and researching it very aggressively.
Mr. Martin, if you could, you're saying that bring your debris out on Friday. Are there going to be road closures as well on Monday?
Yeah, we're going to work. We're going to work out those details. I mean, we certainly wanted to just announce we're going to put this program in place. So whether or not there'll be a closure, how we're going to treat parking, we'll work pretty closely on that the next day or so and get that word out. But yeah, we certainly want to help the residents get the debris out and then safely for our crews to be able to pick it up on Monday. So a couple of fine points to work out, but we want to make sure we get that word out. We're going to come through that highly impacted area. So.
And is this just storm debris? This isn't like in your garage.
Right. This is not a bulk trash. And I just, you know, it sounds odd to say that, but this is about those impacted by this tornado and this storm. That's who we're really trying to help. It's in a tight neighborhood. We all know that. So we would just ask for everybody's cooperation and realize what we're trying to do is to help those residents impacted by the tornado.
What can residents do with particularly large branches or things like that?
Well, you know, I mean, we're not able to necessarily go into backyards to assist. So, unfortunately, that ends up being a contractor or maybe neighbors. I mean, we're a city of good neighbors. So if you could help your neighbor out. But our crews aren't able to really take that step into backyards or into private property to assist, unfortunately.
Commissioner Amber, could you address how your inspectors, what they're finding, how many buildings maybe they looked at, what kind of things they're seeing? And then, we did see the one property, I think it was 257 Niagara list, that has condemned. Where do we go from now? Can they get off the condemned list if they make repairs? Could you explain, walk us through that?
Sure. So yesterday was all about alleviating hazards. We went through the affected area and identified anything that was dangerous. There's going to be a more thorough examination of, you know, missing sidings, smaller things, but it's really about hazards at this point. We had three significant roof damage instances, 15 electrical lines, 9 chimneys, and then some additional damage. Regarding the building on Niagara, that was posted with unsafe structure. Condemnation is different. So that was posted to alert folks to stay away from that building. And that's also, if you notice, there's concrete jersey barriers at the front and side of that building to keep folks away from there. We've been in contact with the property manager there yesterday, today. They're going to need a structural engineer to assess the damage, to put together plans to fix the building itself. And that's all through the permitting process. We are already in contact. I know today they had an insurance adjuster out there taking a look at the building. So we will continue that contact and be happy to work with them.
Those three roof situations, do you think people can stay in those homes?
So there was one on Prospect, and it was a mansard roof, and the upper, it was a hip, but typically flat, was picked up off the roof and landed a street over on Whitney, right in the middle of with her. She had Buffalo Roofing there last night, again today. They did not spend the night there last night. It was basically just, you know, light structure and plaster between them and the exterior elements. So they, Buffalo Roofing is out there putting a tarp over it to get them through until they put a permanent solution together with permitted plans and things of that nature, but they're going to be back in probably later today, tomorrow.
Speaking of permits, is there a situation where people can get expedited or that they need to do repairs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're working with everyone. We're in contact with them. Our inspectors, we had about 20 inspectors out on the street yesterday talking to residents. People were thanking us for being out there and looking at their properties with them, helping them determine what is a danger, what can wait, and we are happy to work with anyone who needs assistance.
And can you just remind the community how they go about getting in building permissions briefly?
Sure. So we are in room 301 of City Hall from 8 to 4 every single day. You can call us at 851-4949. There's an e-permitting system online that you can use. We're available by phone, email, in person, all day, every day.
And also, for the building on Niagara Street, when we were over there, I know you have the concrete barrier in the front, but along the side alleys, there's a lot of green brick, and you look up and you wonder if something else is going to fall on anybody. Are you going to secure those two sides or the back?
So we are. We have an inspector out there. It's probably already done with caution tape around the building. We need the public to be smart. Also, if you see barricades, if you see caution tape, it's there for a reason. If you see a building unsafe, it's there for a reason. So there's no reason that anyone should be hanging out under that building, and we need people to be smart and safe.
So no one's technically had to be taken out of the home. They're still in their home.
On Niagara Street, Those folks left. They, as I understand, were all relocated with family members and friends. The folks on Prospect left overnight. They should be in later today.
And, Mr. Mayor, when we spoke to the town supervisor, for example, down in Eden, he indicated that, you know, there was a concern sometimes of homeowners with their insurance policies. That can not always work out the best. Even if they file a claim, sometimes they can be dropped, as from what we're hearing. So they suggested Small Business Administration loans, maybe low-interest loans. Do you know if that's something that perhaps in your conversations with Senator Schumer or federal officials has been suggested?
That's why having Senator Schumer's partnership on this is so very important. He has a well-experienced staff that understands all of the services, resources of the federal government. They're looking very closely at this, and any resource that might be available to homeowners or businesses, we feel very confident that that information will be identified by Senator Schumer's office.
You think you have to
meet
a certain threshold for that, though?
For,
I know FEMA, you do.
I don't know what the rest of you know, with FEMA, with natural disasters, there are certain thresholds generally that apply. But Senator Schumer, in reaching out to us, said that his office was going to be looking at all of this, looking at any forms of assistance that might be available. And my office is working very closely with Senator Schumer's office on these issues.
All right, anyone else? We all good? Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.